morning, everyone. Good morning. Please come in and take your seats. Welcome. Great to see you all. I'm Sumi Somaskanda, and I am thrilled to be back on the stage for this year's Q Berlin.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special episode of Berlin Unboxed, the podcast of Visit Berlin. We would like to take you to this year's Q Berlin, a conference that focuses on our current moment of Zeitenwende, profound shifts in global dynamics, an ongoing war in Europe, a pandemic spanning more than 2 years, a looming energy and economic crisis, all contribute to the state of crisis that defines the world we live in now. This podcast episode covers topics of the conference, the fabulous speakers and organizers of the Q, as well as the reactions and thoughts of the guests and participants we reached out to.
When I read the list of people that were going to speak today, I was super excited to come here because there are many different topics that are being addressed from very various points of view, I think, and it's lovely to hear just people connecting about certain things. And I really enjoyed listening to the mostly female speakers, actually. I was super surprised to see so many women here, which is kind of sad, but also happy.
I think it's really inspiring to listen to those big personalities. We have people who won a Nobel Prize and scientists and psychologists and all of those groups of people. And I feel so honored to just be this little student and listen to those big personalities and getting inspired by their words. So it's really a pleasure to be here.
Q Berlin was initiated by Visit Berlin and took place this September in the ICC Berlin with participation from the governing mayor of Berlin, Franziska Giffey, who hosted the event.
So we will have a full program of really great speakers today. We have different perspectives of politics, of media, of research, of civil society engagement. I will hope you get inspired by all the speakers, you get inspired by all the things which are written down. Let's work together, let's fight together, and let's be zuversichtlich. Do you know what it is? So feel confident. Jammern hilft nicht. We have to be optimistic. So, all the best.
Almost everyone feels that we are at a historical turning point. But the deeper we dig into the current problems, the more we see the complex relations and how challenging the search for solutions is. But even if we don't have all the answers yet, it is the goal of this conference to motivate people to keep looking and trying to find them.
Well, I think the same as most people here is uncertainty. Is what will happen tomorrow, what will happen next month, and what will happen this winter.
And what do you think? How can we deal with this?
Working together is the only possibility.
This is what makes this conference a space for each and everyone, as Burkhard Kieker, Visit Berlin CEO and Director of Q Berlin, confirms.
Wir wenden uns einfach an Menschen, die sagen, ich möchte meinen Horizont erweitern, ich möchte wissen, was liegt eigentlich an in der Welt und vielleicht auch ein bisschen, was kann ich tun.
Genau das. This conference is for everyone that wants to broaden his or her mind. Crisis is a motor for change, but the question is also, how do we keep this world together, especially in times of fake news and propaganda?
Bewegendste war das Thema Fake News und Propaganda. Wie geschickt wird versucht, uns zu manipulieren?
Welcome to Berlin. Welcome to Berlin Unboxed, the Visit Berlin podcast, with new perspectives on this city.
The need to find answers to our most urgent questions was the beginning of the Q 5 years ago. Conference organizers provide insights into the motivation and development of the conference from its earliest beginnings. Burkhard Kieker, Visit Berlin CEO and Director of Q Berlin, and Lutz Henke, who is responsible for the cultural department of Visit Berlin and co-director of Q Berlin, being responsible for the cultural department.
Ja, der Impuls zur Q, oder was soll die Q eigentlich sein? Die Q soll eine Orientierungskonferenz sein. Wir alle kennen das, was tagtäglich.
This conference aims to guide us through a crazy world. The goal is to highlight themes that are right now and in this current moment highly topical. The conference avoids endless discussions by showcasing groundbreaking experts and heroes in their fields that have something to say. not just another future conference, but where are we and what to do next?
Keine Geschichtskonferenz, warum war was wie, sondern wo stehen wir heute und was sollten wir machen?
Und das war jetzt für uns auch, glaube ich, dieses Jahr und letztes Jahr ganz überraschend. Wir haben gesagt, wir machen eine Gegenwartskonferenz.
As a conference focusing on the present day, it's possible and a unique quality to deal with the current events. 5 years ago, there was no pandemic, no war in the heart of Europe, and the climate crisis had a different priority. That's what makes the fifth edition very different from previous ones.
Im letzten Jahr während der Pandemie auch noch mal ganz anders als die erste, zweite oder dritte Ausgabe.
Wir haben von uns selber ausgehend vor 6 Jahren, so lange ist ja die Planung schon her, ein Bedürfnis vermutet, was wir selber hatten. Und ich finde, was wirklich glücklich macht, ist, dass wir nicht die Einzigen sind. Also, dass dieses
It's a conference
Format
for people that take on responsibility for themselves and others. There was the desire to create a conference that reflects the culture and atmosphere of Berlin. Berlin has some great conferences already, such as the Falling Walls Conference or the Health Summit. Someday the Q will be such an institution, a must-attend event for Berlin.
Also, dass es für eine bestimmte Gruppe von Menschen eigentlich zur Pflicht wird, dahin zu gehen.
Oder nochmal anders, was verbirgt sich hinter diesem Begriff Konferenz? Man denkt jetzt, das ist ein Tag, vielleicht
mal zwei. The term conference is somewhat misleading. It's not a conference that occurs over a few days and then is forgotten. The connections made and exchanges had among attendees live on. The Q stands for questions, and sometimes the first thing is to ask the right questions before we can find answers. It's an enduring and evolving process similar to the building of the ICC, where the conference took place this year.
Auf einmal wieder ganz präsent, auch mit dem Gebäude und dem Veranstaltungsort ICC dann verbunden. Und so ähnlich, glaube ich, soll die Konferenz auch im Idealfall funktionieren, dass das natürlich ein Prozess ist, der weiterläuft.
My name is David Basulto. I'm an architect and attendant to Berlin Questions.
And what made you come here? What was your motivation?
Berlin is a city that fascinates me, and I find incredible that this event has been going on for many years. This is not my first time, and this year I was very eager to see how politicians, architects come together to discuss not only the future of Berlin, but of many other cities around the world.
What are your first impressions after the first hour being here?
During these first sessions, what caught my attention is the importance of democracy. So cities are not just the buildings, the infrastructure, but it's super important how we as citizens can express. And I thought I never gave an importance to that in the past. And today I saw that it's something super, super important and also fragile.
All right, thank you very much.
Of course, thank you.
The speakers this year are the who is who of current bestseller lists. Let's have a closer look at some.
We have really incredible speakers lined up for you, including Francesca Bria, Svetlana Tichanovskaya, Dusan Tekal will be speaking as well, and Peter Pomerantsev, and many, many more. So make sure that you stay with us for the entirety of the 2 days.
Also was unsere Speaker angeht, fange ich einfach mal an mit denen, die mich persönlich am meisten beeindruckt haben.
Sehr gern. Ja.
Und das war mit Sicherheit Frau Tichanowskaja, die eigentliche rechtmäßige Präsidentin.
One of the most impressive speakers was Svetlana Tichanowskaja, the elected president of Belarus, if Lukashenko hadn't stolen this election. A woman living under the great danger of being murdered.
Nach der Einschätzung von Fachleuten, also gefährdet, ermordet zu werden, schlichtweg.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, the city of Berlin became a safe haven for dozens of Belarusian activists, artists, by primarily media journalists and bloggers who fled repressions and continued their work from here. Like in the time of the Iron Curtain and the Berlin Wall, the information breaks through prohibitions and restrictions. Dictators cannot understand that the truth cannot be beaten with batons. It cannot be imprisoned. The truth, like water, will find a way out.
Interviewt wurde sie von Marietta Slomka, die auch sehr beeindruckend.
She was interviewed by Marietta Slomka, who as well talked about her own personal experience with fake news when trolls were pressuring the Heute Journal.
Sehr, sehr persönliche Darstellung hat die Leute, glaube ich, auch im positiven Sinne mitgenommen.
So journalism is not a protected title. Anyone can tell himself or herself a journalist. And yes, there is bad journalism, and there are journalists who are rather activists or business people. And sometimes, yeah, we have stupidity, we have bad reporting, defamation, even that what we call bullshit journalism. But as long as you find independent, serious media in your country, look at them. Do they feel free and secure, or is there an unease? You do not necessarily have to admire journalists. Yes, question us, criticize us, but at the very end of the day, journalists are the best early warners, the best early warning system you have when you are interested in the state of your society and its political system. Thank you.
Ja, Burkhard hat schon ein paar von den beeindruckenden Referentinnen genannt. Also Maria.
There has been a very personal and intimate window into these speakers' minds and everyday lives, a unique quality of the conference, quite a direct and personal connection and not just external views from experts.
Sondern dass es diesen direkten Bezug zur Realität gab.
A further impressive example has been the Hungarian journalist Csaba Csapany, who talked about the spy software Pegasus on his own mobile phone.
They were telling me basically that my phone was hacked, and for a 7 months period, every other week, people were downloading the data from my phone. As it was said in the introduction, it doesn't mean only that it was my photos or my videos or my emails that could have been accessed, but also Pegasus, the spyware can also remotely turn on the camera, the front camera, the back camera and the microphone without your knowledge.
Und die zweite Sache, die bei den, glaube ich, Speakerinnen und Speakern gut funktioniert hat, ist die Kombination und die Dynamik in der Abfolge.
A big contribution to the success of the queue has been the dynamic mix and order of the speakers. Short 15-minute talks, as in, for example, the governing mayor of Berlin, the mayor of Paris and Catherine Klüver-Ashbrook, expert of geopolitics, who talked about the power of the metropolis. And that's what the conference is about.
Macht der Städte gesprochen hat. Es geht uns ja um die Metropolen.
The networks of cities are capable of guiding, of leading this world through some of the most urgent transformations. Climate adaptation, economic transformation, altering our dependency on critical resources, pandemic recovery toward a future that is closer to you, our urban citizens, grounded and possibly optimistic in its nature. Our cities are the seismographs of global challenges, but they're also the laboratories of the change that we so desperately need. These changes demand sometimes radical departures, kinetic innovation, an attitude toward risk-taking and risk assumption, an appetite for experimentation and for learning. And all of you in this room, particularly the young people, to me represent just that. But you are the engineers and the innovators and the media people and the creatives and the builders who contribute to doing just that work in the city.
Dann Francesca Bria, die wieder über Datenmanagement gesprochen
also
hat.
Also Francesca Bria about data management and as well a speech on fire by Nobel Prize winner Kármán. That worked out pretty well, even though the speakers haven't ever met before.
Die einzelnen Speakerinnen sich vorher noch gar nicht getroffen oder abgestimmt hatten.
I'm saying that it is very important conference because it is a conference that will discuss democracy and freedom, and it's shaped for democracy in Berlin. And that means a lot. That means that Berlin should take its responsibility to protect democracy around the world. From the first moment of the fall of Berlin Wall, this is your duty as a German people and as a people belong to this country, to protect your democracy and to protect all the democracy around the world, to protect all the dreams of people for democracy, for dignity and freedom and for rule of law.
Offensichtlich ist es auch ein Format, was dazu anregt,
ungewöhnlich. It should be noted that this format also encourages presenting in unusual formats, like Franziska Giffey, who spoke in a very impressive, simple and very personal and committed way about her view of Berlin and how she wants to develop this city.
Von Berlin ist und wie sie diese Stadt entwickeln will.
We have these big questions on how to make a sustainable development possible, on how to protect our democracy and on how to work together to make the crisis manageable. And you are in a city which is on its way, not just to be kids, not just to be the small neighborhood, but also the city which has an international approach in dealing with a new economy and dealing with digitalization and dealing with international exchange and experience, and also in finding solutions for the climate change, for the energy crisis, and for all these challenges we stand in front of.
So hello everyone, please be so kind and introduce yourself.
I'm Athena, I'm 21 and I'm studying history right now.
Hi, my name's Emily, I'm 22 and I'm going to be a student in October.
Hi, my name's Ronja and I study life science in Potsdam and I work for the National History Museum.
Actually, we talked about the speech of the Nobel Prize winner when she talked about politics, how they have partnerships with countries who are with dictators right now, and why it is such a big problem that Germany, for example, had a partnership with Russia for so many years, even though Russia had wars in different countries. And now that the Ukraine has this war going on, Germany finally decided to end this partnership, and that it is so problematic to be in touch with dictators and to accept them some kind of.
I think it's also really interesting, and we also talked about how important it is to be German and what kind of responsibility we as Germans and especially people who live in Berlin have, especially as young people, because we're going to be the future whatever. And it's really interesting to see what other countries or people from other countries think, what kind of responsibility we have, and to think about what we have to do with those responsibilities, and especially how, I think we're also going to see that in the next few sessions, how the media and the media consumption is going to influence our thinking and how we have to choose wisely what kind of media we listen to, and how important it is to talk about what kind of things we consume and what we think about it, especially with friends, but also with people who maybe don't share your point of view, so you can maybe like spread the message instead of just like staying in your bubble and just stay in the place you are and try to get other people to move forward with you. I think that's really important, and it was really great to hear that from the speakers as well.
So we've been talking a lot about change here in this conference. Can you already like also see in your daily life, in your lives, like that things are changing?
Yes. So especially since I moved to Berlin 1 year ago, I've been confronted and I've been getting to know very influential people, because I work in science, and the people I work with are very well educated, and I've had the opportunity to listen into some political debates actually, specifically on agriculture, and I think there's a lot of change that needs to be done. That's also something we've discussed earlier. It's pretty amazing to me actually to see that so many educated people are working on these problems, and that they have a very diverse view. Like there are many viewpoints that they take into consideration, and it's had a really great impact for me, because I've always been somewhat pessimistic about the future, maybe because, you know, many bad news. But I think since I've gotten to know so many people that have great visions for the future, I've also started to implement talking about these things more in my personal life.
Yeah, as like the final question, all these topics that we're discussing here are for you as young people especially important, because we're actually talking about your future here. So how does that feel to hear about those topics?
I find it very cool that to see that so many people actually know about these topics, and that we talk about it, because like you said, it's very important for our future that we like solve these huge problems we have right now, and to communicate better, and to maybe have an impact on how our world is going to change over the next years. And also that, yeah, to see all these different people from all around the world, that it's not a topic that's only big in Germany or Europe, but also like everywhere, and that, yeah, people are kind of optimistic that we can still change something and that they also actually want to change something. Yeah, that's cool.
It's really important to have people talk about it because it means that they're finally not too afraid to talk about it anymore, because I felt like the last 10 years people were too afraid to actually talk about the topic, and now is the time that people finally start realizing how bad it is and how much we have to do to make a big change. For example, I don't know who the speaker was, but she showed us the 6-year scale on how much time we have until the Earth is kind of dead. I don't know how to say it, but I think it's really important to see that people are standing up against it and are not driven by fear anymore, but rather by motivation to make a change.
I mean, for me, it's like two sides of a coin, because at one time I'm very bouncy. I get really excited when I hear these people speak because I agree with them so much and I'm like, oh wow, people are talking about it. But at the same time, as the mayor of Paris, I think was, said, these facts are known and have been known for a while, and the solutions are also known. Like, we know what to do, we know how we can achieve it, we have the solutions, we have the way, but it's not happening. So I get really excited hearing these people talk, but at the same time I get really frustrated because we know what has to be done and it's just not happening. So it's like two sides of a coin. I'm happy but also devastated.
A special feature of this year's Q was the venue, the ICC Berlin. Why did you choose this location?
Der Veranstaltungsort ICC hat, glaube ich, einen großen Anteil an der ganzen Konferenz gehabt. Und das
the
war
venue ICC played a big part in the whole conference, as it is the case every year. We wanted to go places that represent Berlin, that are special, that are an experience where both Berliners and guests from abroad can say they really experienced something impressive. And the ICC is such a place. It has enormous potential for the city. Usually it's closed to the public, and the fact that we've managed to open it up now could have an influence on how it will develop in the future. It's been clear that this building would attract a certain audience. The ICC is relevant to the city and has been around for 40 years since it opened in 1979. It's an almost dialogue machine, a spaceship, and people are coming together from all over the place. There was such an incredible solidarity and also a bit of nostalgia between everyone who worked on it.
Solidarität und auch ein bisschen Nostalgie zwischen allen, die daran mitgearbeitet haben. Und auch das war wirklich schön.
So my name is Anna and I'm here to learn more about sustainability in the city.
And are you here like on a private matter or are you here with an organization?
I'm here actually as a private person. I saw in the CC newsletter that they were giving away tickets and I thought it was interesting.
What did you gather so far from this conference? Are there like any nuggets that you're bringing home?
Well, definitely that we need to tell new and better stories to engage people to think in more sustainable ways.
Yeah, maybe give us like a general impression, like how is that conference so far for you?
I think it's interesting that they take cities as kind of like a power point of like decision. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about that because that's something that I don't necessarily have in mind, that mayors, for example, also have power.
Yeah, was there anything that surprised you, something that you didn't know before you came here?
Yeah, definitely that cities have power and sustainability, so that they can say yes or no to certain decisions that are made globally or like on a bigger political scale.
As you live in Berlin, do you feel like you have any kind of ideas, examples, what you would like to see in Berlin, like as a change towards this direction?
I think Berlin is like heading towards a good direction with repurposing spaces. So I would definitely like to see that even more. Like here, we're in a really like historic building that's not being used, hasn't been used for a really long time. So I would really like to see that change.
If you could be like in a one-on-one talk with Franziska Giffey today, what would you ask her?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I mean, I would actually ask her, because she was saying that this building is supposed to be used more in the future, which kind of ideas she sees on the forefront.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, cool, thank you.
Also für die Q Berlin ist auch wichtig, dass es eine Gegenwarts- und Metropolenkonferenz ist. Mhm. Es war immer die Idee, dass
Berlin. The Q Berlin is not only a contemporary, but also metropolitan conference. It was always the idea that Berlin should enter into a dialogue with the world's major cities on equal footing. On one hand, because of the shared challenges each face, and on the other, because solutions that other cities have found should be exchanged and explored in open dialogue. And there is this second thought that metropolis are also the progressive centers, even if they are surrounded by nation states that may not be as free or even autocratic. That's why it's important for the mayor to be involved, for other mayors to attend, and for this dialogue to take place between cities and conference participants who provide a wide variety of experience.
Aus den unterschiedlichsten Bereichen.
Thank you, Burkhard Kika and Lutz Henke, for this interview, but also many thanks to all organizers and participants of Q Berlin 2022.
Ja, gerne. Hat Spaß gemacht.
Sehr gerne.
The entire conference can be accessed as a video stream on the Q Berlin YouTube channel, and you can find many useful links concerning the conference in the podcast description.
Berlin Unboxed, the Visit Berlin podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Deezer. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube and discover Berlin with the About Berlin app, the digital city guide for Berlin history. All info also on visitberlin.de.